Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chaf Hey. We're starting from the Mishnah towards the top of the Yomim. Says the Mishnah, Echad Dvorim Shel Atzmai, V'Echad Dvorim Shel Achim, V'Echad Dvorim Sheyesh Ben Mamish, V'Echad Dvorim Sheyin Ben Mamish. All of those apply to a Shvuah's Bitur, the Shvuah's that we've been discussing from the beginning of the Masechta. Echad Dvorim Shel Atzmai means even if they only affect himself. For instance, Shvuah She'oichal or Sheloi Oichal. I'm going to eat, I'm not going to eat. Those are the typical cases that we give throughout the whole Masechta. But even Dvorim Shel Achirim, that don't affect him personally, but in fact other people. The Mishnah is going to give examples shortly of all these cases. For instance, I'm going to give something to Pliny, or Pliny will give something to me, or Pliny will eat or won't eat or has eaten, won't eat. We'll discuss all of these things, and Yet Hashem, shortly. So that's things which involve Achirim, other people. V'yechad Dvorim Sheyesh Ben Mamish. All to things that have mamashes to them. We'll see in the Mishnah shortly that mamashes has two interpretations. V'yechad Dvorim Sheyin Ben Mamish. Even if it's not tangible, there's no mamashes. Keitzad. So let's give examples for each case. Keitzad Omer Shvua She'etein Le'ish Ploini. I'm going to give something to Yankov. Or V'shelo Yetein. Or I will not give something to Yankov. So this involves both, of course, Dvorim Shel Atzmai, and also involves Dvorim Shel Achirim. I'm going to give to Yankel. Yankel give to me. I won't give to Yankel. So on and so forth. So these are cases of Dvorim Shel Achirim, as well as Dvorim Shel Atzmai. And then the Mishnah continues on. Or Shenasati V'Sheloi Nasati, that I gave to Yankel or I didn't give to Yankel. Now this, of course, is in accordance with the view that Shavuah's Bitui is not only Lehaba, but also Lisha'ovar. And this is, in fact, the way we started off our Masechta. Shavuah Shtayim Shehin Arba. What are the Shtayim? Shtayim Er Lehaba. That's Lehora Oy Lehetiv in the future. And it comes to include the other two. Shtayim Shehin Arba. What are the other two? Shenasati V'Shaloi Nasati, that I gave or I didn't give. Why would it include that as well? Because the pasuk continues on. So we're going to talk about this more in Yetshem when we get into the Gemara. The bottom line is, that's why our Mishnah is going according to it is the first Mishnah in our Masechta. We had a machloikis about this between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And we're going to have that same machloikis in our Mishnah momentarily, whether or not the din of Shavuos are only Shavuos Shtayim, which are the two Lahaba, Lahar Lahaitiv, or whether they also include the other two, Shehein Arba, the two which are Lishavar. We'll talk about that momentarily. And the Mishnah continues. She'ezo, She'ishan, V'shaloi Ishan, She'ishanti, V'shaloi Yishanti. She'ishan, that I will go to sleep, or that I will not go to sleep, or that I slept already, or that I didn't sleep already. She'ishanti, V'loi She'ishanti. Or she'ezrik tzror le'yom, I'm going to go and take a rock and throw it into the yam. Or v'shloi ezrik, or that I will not throw the rock into the yam. Why is the Mishnah giving these two separate examples? So Rashi explains, because when we said in the Mishnah, Dvorim she'ein behem mamish has two connotations. Number one, that it's not a physical, tangible item. For instance, sleeping. If I make a shvua that I will sleep or that I won't sleep, you can't take the sleep and hold it in your hands. It's not something tangible. So therefore, says the Mishnah, even a dvorim she'ein ben mamish. But she'ein ben mamish also means things which have absolutely no real significance, such as I make a shvua that I'm going to throw a tzror into the yam. Who cares that I'm going to throw a pebble or a rock into the yam? Nobody cares. It's something which we consider to be, of course, today, the ecological people and those that feel very strongly about these things will say we have to do a whole study whether you have now polluted the water by throwing the rock in. Yeah, yeah. But at normal times, throwing a tzor into the yam was considered to be a dovish ein b'mamish. Ein b'mamish meaning that it has really no significance. Ah, so therefore, that's what Amish is telling us. Ein b'mamish means, number one, they're not tangible, like shina, like sleeping. And number two, like throwing a rock into the yam, which has no real significance. As well as shizurak, the shalai zurak, again, lisha ovar. Now, our Tanakhama obviously holds that the din of Shavuos Bitui doesn't only apply lihaba, but also lisha ovar, since he gave all these examples, shenasat v'shaloi nasati, sheyashanti v'shaloi yashanti, shizurakti v'shaloi zurakti. But now we'll see that this, in fact, is a major machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Einoi Chayiv Ela Ala Osad Lovei, only on the future. Shenema Lohara Oili Hetev. Lohara Lehetev means to do something bad or to do something good. So the classic example is, the Lohara would be Shloi Oichal, I'm not going to go and eat for the rest of the day. That's considered to be bad for a person's structure, for his physical structure. You have to go and eat. Or that he will eat during the day. So that is considered to be something which is good. But both of them are li'asid, li'asid lovay. What happens if a person made a neder, or not a neder, I'm sorry, a shvua, she'achalti v'shaloi achalti, so the Rav Shmuel, that is not included, because that doesn't fit into the category of l'haba. L'hora is to do something bad, l'haitiv is to do something good. If I already ate or I didn't eat, that's already history, that's not futuristic. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds it is not included. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, our first Mishnah would be much shorter. We could start off instead of Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba, just Shvua Shtayim. There's no Shein Arba, because he doesn't believe in the extra two of Lisha Avar, only Shas. But Rabbi Kiva disagrees. I'm a little Rabbi Kiva. Im kein ein li ele dvarim sheyesh ben hadroa v'atava. According to the way you're learning the Pasuk, very literalistic, it has to be lehaba. Because it says the heart of the hative, then why don't you go and say only things that involve haro'a v'hatava? Dvarim she'ein men haro'a v'hatava, things that don't involve bad or good. For instance, like the case of throwing the eben into the yam, that's neither good for the Jews nor bad for the Jews, or good, maybe it's not so good for the fish. The fish should avoid being hit over the head by the rock. But the point is, it's not it's a dvarim she'ein men haro'a v'hatava. Minayin, how do you know? And that you agree to. Don't you agree to that, Rabbi Shmuel? Amaloi, that you're talking about things which are not harovat ova, I learn me ribui hakosuv. What's the ribui hakosuv? Although the pasuk begins, I nefesh kisishova levati besvasayim lehora oy lehaitiv. Ah, so that shvuah is bitoy, the shvuah levatei, is lahara, to do something in the future, as well as to do something bad or to do something good. How do I know that it includes, number one, even things which are neutral, neither bad nor good? How do I know? And number two, how do I know that it goes on the she'over as well? So Mietchim, tomorrow we're going to have a fairly lengthy discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. It will depend on whether you hold Prat uklal, I'm sorry, klal uprat uklal, or riboy miyat variboy. We'll see that in Miyat Hashem tomorrow. But according to Rabbi Kiva says, since it says in the pasuk lechoyla sheyevati od mishvua, that opens up the major gates and lets in all types of shvuas bitoy, not only lahara olehetiv haro or hatava, not only liosid, but even things which are neutral, they're not meiria and they're not meitiv. And even things which are not li'asid, even if they are li'sha'avar, all of them are included. Says Zokt Yetz Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Shmuel, don't you agree with me that dvorim she'ein ben harov hatova are included from these magic words, l'chole she'evati odem b'shvua? Omelo yo, meiria akosu, 100%. Those are included. It does not have to be dafka harov hatova. So Amalois, Rabbi Kiva says, be consistent. And Riba Kosov Lekach, once you're telling me, L'choyle she'yivati odem b'shvua, includes not only L'hor l'hetiv, but even neutral items. Oy bazoi, Riba Kosov Lekach, the same L'choyle she'yivati also tells you it doesn't have to be li'asid, it can even be, or l'haba, it can even be l'sha'ava. What is Rabbi Shmuel's response to that? Mietchim will see that tomorrow. The reason is because Rav Akiva learns much more expansively, riboy miyat for riboy, which means you're mar b'hakoyl, and we're only mamayit one thing. What is that one thing that we're mamayit? If you go and make a shvua, levatel es hamitzvah. That is not included. Levatel mitzvah, not included. But everything else is included. So therefore, it's not only harov atova, even ein ben harov atova. And not only lehaba, but even lishava. However, Rabbi Shmuel is going to learn with a klal uprat to klal. It's got to be ke'en haprat, mahaprat, that it's lehaba and not lishaavar. Here too, lishaavar is not included. Mitzvah, we'll learn about that more tomorrow. Zokimar, we have a brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Until now, we were only talking about shvuas. Let's now talk a little bit about nedarim and see if there are differences in the halacha. Says the Brayta, "Tana Rabban, Chayim ben Adar Mishvuas, a neder is more chomer than a shvua, and Chayim ben Shvuas ben Adarim, and a shvua in certain cases is more chomer than a neder. Chayim ben Adar Mishvuas, how? Shan Adarim cholim al dvar mitzvah kedvar horishus, ma she'en kein bishvuas. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi gives an example. It's coming now, Sukkot time. Actually, on our calendar, now it's going to be Shavuos time. But Rashi is talking about a case of Sukkot. Everybody knows you have to go and sit in the Sukkah during Sukkot. What happens if the person says, Koinem Sukkah Shani Oisev, Koinem Sukkah Shani Oishev, I am not going to. Now, he doesn't say I'm not going to. He's going to say, Koinem, I place a neder on every single Sukkah in the world, or at least mine, but also any Sukkah, on me, that I shouldn't have any hanah, derive any benefit from that sukkah. Same matter, says Rashi, if you take, you say, lulav shani noitel, any lulav that I'm going to take in my hands, I put a koinim, I put a neder on it, that I should not have any hanah from that lulav. What's the halacha? Zokt under the Mishnah, a neder is chal on dvar mitzvah, and he will not be able to sit in a sukkah, he will not be able to go and take a lulav, unless, of course, he is matir neder. By lulav, I know you're thinking to yourself, what's the hanor from the lulav? Lulav, mitzvah, lav, lehenes. There's a lot of discussion about that among the mafarshim. But for all our purposes, what we need to know is that neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. However, shvua is not chal on a dvar mitzvah. So if the person said, I make a shvua shaloi eshev b'sukkah, or he makes a shvua shaloi etoil lulav v'esrik, that is nishba, it's a shvua Levatel is a mitzvah, and it's not chal. Now you're wondering, so manishtana, why is there a difference between the case of the koinim, the neder, and the case of the shvur? So the answer is, as we've discussed in the past, and this is one of Barry's favorite distinctions in the Talmud, and that is what we know as a gavra and a chafza. Meaning, in the case of the shvur, you're asering yourself, the gavra, the person. When you're talking about the neder, you're asering the chafza, in this case, the sukkah, or the lulav, not to go and sit in the sukkah, not to go and take the lulav. Aha. Okay, what difference does that make? But bottom line is, this person will not be able to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah or the mitzvah of lulav if you're telling me that the neder is chal, but you're saying the shvuah is not chal. Again, manishtan. And the answer is, because if you make a shvuah not to sit in a sukkah or not to take a lulav, then you're directly being mevatlas a mitzvah. You're going yashar, yashar. You're going straight at the mitzvah and saying, I'm not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. I'm not going to go into a sukkah. I'm not going to take a look. That's dvarim b'teilim b'utalim. You cannot go and make a shvuah levatlas a mitzvah. On the other hand, when you're making a koinim or a neder, you're not going and saying, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah. I'm saying, I cannot sit in this sukkah or that sukkah or any other sukkah in the world. The fact that I cannot sit in those sukkahs, what will happen as a result, I know, Robert, you want to ask a question, I'll be with you in a moment. The fact that he won't be able to sit in a sukkah is that indirectly means he won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. He's not going and asering himself to mekayim mitzvah sukkah. He's just saying that all the sukkahs in the world are prohibited to me, that I won't be able to go and sit in the sukkah. Any lulav that I want to take in my hand should be ushered to me, that I won't be able to go and take that lulav. Ah, is mameila, then he won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, and he won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. So it's more of a grumma type of thing, as opposed to a direct hit. In the case of, I won't do it, he's being mavatel the mitzvah. He's just saying that the sukkah is asur upon me. No, if it's asur upon me, then I cannot go into the sukkah. But I didn't say I'm not going to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. I'd love to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, but I can't, because every sukkah is asur. I won't be able to mekayim it. Robert, you had a question.
Number one, the outcome is the same. Number two, what if he makes a neder answering others, all the sukkahs of the world, just like he can answer others, he can put a neder on others, not to be lehenois mimenu.
He can go and he has the right to go and answer his sukkah on the whole world, his own sukkah that nobody else should be able to go and use. Just like anything that belongs to you, you can ask a person to go and have hanoah from your food and from your money, etc., etc. As far as asking others on their sukkahs, they cannot do that because ain odom maktish or makna dovish ain shaloi or ain brishusai. It's not his.
So how can he ask that on himself?
You can ask it upon yourself. You can ask it upon yourself anything you want. You can't ask it on the other individual, but you can ask it on yourself. You can say all the bananas in the world, whether they grow here or they grow in South America, they grow in Australia, I ask her all of them for the next week. I'm not going to eat bananas. So you can go on yourself. There's no problem. So he can ask her every single sukkah in the world. I refuse to sit. If he says, I will not sit in the sukkah, then he's mavatal the mitzvah directly. If he's saying that all sukkahs are osur on me, no, he can't sit in the sukkah because he asked them.
Is mavatal the mitzvah indirectly?
Exactly. It's because he's doing
The outcome is the same.
Outcome is the same. Outcome absolutely. Outcome is exactly the same. You're not allowed to
go. How come it's valid?
Because we're going to have limud mitzvah. If you look at the Gemara tomorrow in the Chavov and Aleph, it's a pretty wide, long amid, and you're thinking to tell me, maybe there's some agadah there. There's no agadah. However, you see, it's a short Rashi, and the reason is because there's a lot of discussion about the psukim, and we're going to see that the posuk of the cholashivati or the mishvur is going to go. This shvur is beat to the makar. Of this pasuk, kisishov levat v'sraim v'har lehayt v'chol yishavati odem mishvua, the Gemara is going to learn that comes to include virtually everything, but it excludes levat l'samitzvah. But by nedarim, we don't have such a pasuk, so therefore that's exerus akasav the rabbi nishalolim by shvua says that in neder is a different thing. We're getting back to our brayser. So choy menedarim mishvua, choy mishvua is menedarim, choy menedarim shenedarim chalim al dvar mitzvah, a neder is chalim dvar mitzvah that you can go and say koinim. Not to go and sit in this sukkah or anybody's sukkah or whatever. Kidvarishus, just like Kidvarishus. Masha ain't came b'shvus. Shvus, you cannot go and say, I will not be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, because you're being nishba levatel is a mitzvah. On the other hand, choyim b'shvus, shashvus cholis al dovish ain't by mamish, like we had in the Mishnah, the case of Shina, for instance. Shina is something which is not tangible, so you can go and make a shvu and say, I will not go to sleep for the next 24 hours, or I will sleep within the next 24 hours, because that is something intangible, and a shvur is chal. However, a neder has to be on the chavtza, so therefore, you cannot go and say, I'm asering shino olai, I'm asering sleeping, because sleeping is not something that you can grab with your hands, so dover she'ein boy mamish. Rashi says, you could say, koinim einai b'shina. In other words, I aser upon my eyes that they should not engage in sleeping. If you're wondering, how do I sleep? Look, if this year would go on for 5 hours, you'd find everybody's going to start falling asleep after a while. So that eyes are tangible, says Rashi. So then the koinim einai, that would chal on the ayin. But if you use the expression, I am asering sleep on me, beloshen neider, that's not chal because it's not tangible. So dovah she'ein boy mamish. She'shvu is chal dovah she'ein mamish, kedovah she'ein mamish, mashe'ein kein bene tar. The second taich of the she'ein by mamish would not apply over here, because you could make a neder on this rock and say, I don't want to see this rock anymore, get out of here. And therefore, he would throw it into the yam. So then a neder could be chal on the rock, because the rock is a dovah she'eish by mamish. Even though our Mishnah said about throwing the rock into the yam is ein by mamish, because that has no significance, no halachic or social or cultural significance. It's just dvorim b'teilim. So that's what the Mishnah means, ein by mamish. However, neder, of course, can be chal on a rock. So therefore, we're talking really more about the first case being the case of the Shina, which is davish ein by mamish. Okay. Right, the case that it says in the Mishnah, Omer shvur she'etein l'ploini v'sheloi etein. The purpose of that was to illustrate the dvorim shel acherim. I can make a shvua which affects other people, such as, I'm going to go and give Ploini whatever, I'm going to give him money, I'm going to give him a sefer, I'm going to give him to eat, whatever, as well as Shloyatanoi, I won't give him. So this shvu is chal, even though it refers to and involves Dvarim Shalachim. Freitimor my etain. Let me go and explore this a little bit more. Ilema, we're talking about tzedakah oni, that he makes a shvu, either to give tzedakah for a poor person, or not to, you have to go and give tzedakah l'ani. And that being the case, if you make a neder, not a neder, you make a shvur not to give him, so then you're being nishba levatel es mitzvah, which we said you cannot do. And if you want to go and make a shvur that I will give money to this ani, so therefore that cannot be the case. We're talking about matana li ashi, to go matana for a person who does not need the matana. So therefore, it involves acherim, but it doesn't involve a dvar mitzvah. That's what our Mishnah says. Yeah, a shmua could be chal on dvarim shel acherim, like giving something to the osher or not giving something to the osher. That would be an effective shmua. She'ishan v'shaloi ishan. You're telling me that shaloi ishan is an effective shmua. Aye, we have that famous gemara from Rabbi Yochanan. Oy mishvus lo ishan gimel yom malkanoyz v'yoshan li'alter. If a person makes a shmua, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days straight. Since this is a physical impossibility, so what he said is a shvua shav. Therefore, what you can do is you can give him petch immediately for making a full shvua. The yoshan alti, you tell him you can go to sleep right away because it was a shvua shav. Your shvua has no meaning to it. It's just a silly, nonsensical shvua. A nonsensical shvua. You're also over on leisisa shemal kechel shav. Don't go to make a shvua l'shav. So you get malkis the yoshan alti. So I see that a shvur shalo ishan is not effective. You give malchus and yoshal yalta. Says the Gemara, come on. It's a major difference between our case and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, ha'as in the Omar Gimel. Avad, if you say I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, 3 nights straight, avad, that's physically impossible. Malchus nois v'yoshal yalta. Avad. Here in our case, it doesn't talk about 3 days. He just says I'm not going to go to sleep for the next 24 hours, for the next 12 hours, the next 10 minutes, whatever. That, of course, people are able to be meskaber on their need for sleep, and they can hold out for 24 hours. And if you can't, talking about a person that made a shvur for 12 hours, l'mashal, so when you didn't give that timeline of 3 hours, of 3 days, then you don't have an issue, you don't have a problem. And we continue on. It says, the Mishnah she'ezrik tzorah liyam v'shloi ezrik, that I will throw, and I won't throw a rock into the water. Now, Itmar. Now we're going to have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara is going to explore in several different ways. And this is going to be kamat until the end of the daf today. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And what is it? Shmuel shezorak ployni tzror liyam v'shaloi zorak. Notice our Mishnah was talking about Ezraik. I am going to throw the tzror into the yam. I will not throw the tzror into the yam. So that is chal. It would also be chal, according to Rabbi Akiva, if I said about myself, shezarakti tzror liyam, mishaloi zarakti. Because Rabbi Akiva, who is either the author of the first part of the Mishnah, or Rabbi codified in the name of Rabbi Akiva, or without the name of Rabbi Akiva, the halacha of shtayim shehin arba, both li'asid as well as lisha'ovar. But that's with respect to the person himself. Let's talk about somebody else. Itma, shvua, I make a shvua, shazorik, plain tzror liyam. That Yankel Smith, he went and he was zorik a tzror into the yam. Or he makes a shvua, shaloi zorak. That Yankel Smith did not throw the tzror into the yam. So now, on the surface, this sounds like a very fine shvua. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of significance. He did throw, he didn't throw. Our Mishnah already said, she'ein b'mamish. But the Mishnah said that a shvu is chal on dvarim she'ein b'mamish. Is Rava Machayiv? Rav says you're 100% chayiv and finish. Shmuel Amar Patur. Shmuel says no, you're patur. What's the reason for this? Rav Amar Chayiv isei b'lav v'hen. You recall that already we discussed this briefly yesterday on the Amud Aleph, that there is a requirement that any shvu that you make has to be the type of shvu that is capable, that is susceptible to being both a negative and a positive. Why? Because that's what we learn from the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk that lahara oy lehetiv. Lahara, by definition, is a lav, in other words, to do something negative. Lehetiv is hein, is to do something positive. So therefore, the minimum, says Rav, you have to have that the shvua could be a negative shvua and could be a positive shvua. And that, in fact, is the case over here. Shvua shezarek pleni tzor liyam, that's considered to be positive, that he did a positive act. And shalei zarek means he did a negative act. He did not throw it into the yam. So therefore, it's chayiv. It's nothing to talk about. Ushmul amar potter, leisibel haba. Shmul requires that every shvua's bitui should be capable of being uttered, of being recited, not only v'sha'obar, but also bilhava. And there's no way that you can make a shvua sheyizroik ployni tzror liyam, or sheloy yizroik ployni tzror liyam, says Rashi, because that other ployni is la b'rshuscha. He's not under your rishus. Any type of shvua that Yankel is going to throw a tzror liyam is pure hypothetical and conjecture. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Even if I offer him $1 million, he may say, you can stand on your head, I'm not going to do it. So therefore, you cannot go and make a shvur. She is right that he will. And you can't make a shvur, she lo is right. The other person is an independent individual. He might, yes, and he might not. So therefore, it's not capable of being uttered in the form of a lehaba. Say Shmuel, we learn from the din of lahara lehetiv that it has to be not only possible to be belavehen, but also that it has to be possible bilhaba. And since this is impossible bilhaba, therefore it's not Yeshua's pitoy, your potur.
So, if someone says that they'll stand on their head and they can't do it,
yes,
can that be a shvur?
That's a very good question. We're going to have later on the gabe shvuis havoi, just like nidre havoi. It means people that say things which are impossible to accomplish, such as what happens if a person says, I make a shvur that I'm going to jump from here to the moon within the next 5 minutes. Is it possible to do that? Of course not. So then it's called nidre havoi and shvuis havoi. So if the person cannot go and stand on his head, presumably it would not be a shvur, but mitshem, that's for another day. But getting back to our Gemara, thank you for bringing up that fascinating topic. Actually, I was the one and you, yes, I understand.
Absolutely, okay. I was just reflecting on
it. I understand. You just took it, standing on the head, and you took it one step further. So now let's continue on. So Zokti Maris, we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Chayiv or Potter. Says Yimar, Lehman, Beplukta, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Kamithli. Lechoyra, the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, is in the same line as the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that we just had in our Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to repeat the Mishnah verbatim, at least three or four lines of the Mishnah, did not. Rabbi Shmuel, Oyma Eina Chayiv, Ela Hala Osid Lovoy. You're only Chayiv on a Shvua, which is the Osid. Shenema Lahora Oy Lehetim. Osid. Lahaba. Omle Rabbi Kivim, Kein Ein Li Eled Vom Sheish Ben Arav Atov. If you're darshing the Pasik so literally that it's got to be Lahaba, because it says Lahora Lehetim, so then it should only be Harav Atov, because it says Lahora Lehetim. Dvarim shein ben rabba tova minayin. How do you know? Amalois Rabbi Shmuel says Marim biakosif. The pasuk continues on lechoyla sheyivate, and therefore expands it beyond harova tova, even things which are not harova tova. Amalois says Rabbi Shmuel imriba. I'm sorry, says Rabbi Kiva imriba hakosif lekach. If the Torah is marbe, even things which are not harov hatova, then riba kos lekach, then the Torah is also being marva things which are not necessarily haba, but even lisha ovar. And therefore, says Imara, Rav di Omakir Bekiva, Rabbi Kiva that said that sai, whether it's lisha ovar, sai, whether it's lehaba, all of those are covered, shtayim shehein arba. Oh, so that's exactly Rav. Rav said it's chayv. Even though I cannot predict whether Yizrek ployinitz or liyam or lo Yizrek, makes no difference. It only has to be balavahen. It doesn't have to be lehaba. And therefore, zorak ployni, or loy zorak ployni, is an effective shvua, and you're chayv. Shmuel, I'm a Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it's got to be dafka lehaba. And this shvua is incapable of being lehaba, because I can't predict that he's right ployni. Well, I can predict it, but I cannot enforce it, because he's not pershusi. L'choy, that's the same machloikis then. Rav and Shmuel is like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. No, I leave Rabbi Shmuel kol yamalei pligi. According to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody agrees. Hash the milsa the isa b'lahaba loy mechayiv alo Rabbi Shmuel l'sheavar madach, something which is isa l'haba, it can happen l'haba. Rabbi Shmuel is not mechayiv l'sheavar. Now, what does that mean? Something which can happen l'haba. The case of our Mishnah, the case of the marshal. Oichal v'shaloi oichal, says Rabbi Shmuel, l'choyr, I could have made a shvua of achalti v'loi achalti, but Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's got to be dafka v'haba. So ma'adach hashtem milsa de'isim b'l'haba, where I'm capable, it's under my rishus, it's under my Jewish jurisdiction, I could make a shvua that I will eat, or I won't eat. If I make a shvua that I ate already or I didn't eat, so Rabbi Shmuel, that's not included. It's got to be davka shnayim lehora oy lehetiv lehaba. He doesn't hold shtayim sheinar, but just shtayim. So madach, even though this is a shvua which is capable, susceptible of being both lishaavar and lishaasid, says Rabbi Shmuel, nevertheless, you're not mechuyev on lishaavar. Milsus the lassibal haba, something which it's impossible for him to go and make a shvua, she yizroik ployni tzrar liyam, or shelo yizroik, because he's not under my dominion, he's not in my rishus that I can go and force him one way or the other. So milsus lassibal haba, mi boya, is the chavad nevada Rabbi Shmuel would hold, like Shmuel, that he's potter, because you cannot make a shvua, she yizroik or shelo yizroik. So where's the machlekes Rav Shmuel Kibud Aliyah Rabbi Kiva? Rav Rabbi Kiva. Since Rabbi Kiva says you can make shvuas both lihabo and lisha ovar, shtaim shein arba, says Rav, okay, this person made a shvua shezorak, which is lisha ovar, that's fine. Ushmuel amal adkan lemichayv Rabbi Kiva hasam lisha ovar ele milza di isa b'lhabo. Says Shmuel, even Rabbi Kiva will agree, even though he holds that you can make a shvua and the shvua is a binding shvua, an effective shvua, both lehaba and lishaavar, but only on those items where it's isa lehaba, where you're capable of saying this shvua both in a future sense as well as in a past sense, like a case of achalti v'leachalti, or echol, or oichal, or loy oichal, because since I am in charge, so to speak, of my physical abilities, so I can go and make a shvua lisha avar that I ate or I didn't eat, and I can go and make a shvua that I mitchem will eat and or I won't eat. So therefore, that's when Rabbi Kiva is mechayev. Zokti Yemora, ad kan mechayev Rabbi Kiva hasam lisha avar milta di isa balaba. Then he's mechayev. But Rabbi Kiva mechayev Rabbi Kiva lisha avar, mechayev Rabbi Kiva lisha avar. Avmida les balaba loy. Says Rabbi Shmuel, even Rabbi Kiva would agree with me that something which is less will have said, such as she yizrek v'lo yizrek, I don't have control of that person's intentions to eventually throw or not to throw. So therefore, it's a milta the less will have. Therefore, in such a case, even the she'avar, it's worthless. You don't have an effective shvua because every shvua according to Reb, which according to Shmuel, and he's saying that even Rabbi Kiva would agree with me. It has to be capable of being recited both in a future manner as well as in a past manner. And since by Yizraik you cannot say Yizraik, so therefore the Zorak is also Gunish. But Gunish, and that's why he says part.
So a person who utters a Shvua that someone will, under my Rishus, in his Rishus, will throw a stone into the Yam.
Mm-hmm.
What is the nature of that Shvua? It's not a Shvua Spitui, because it doesn't fall into the paradigm of Shvua Spitui.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it meaningless? Is it a Shvua Shav? Is it a Shvua Sheker? What is it?
The Chayr would be a Shvua Shav, because since I have no ability
control
the
dominion, okay.
So therefore what he's saying is just nonsense.
It's meaningless. Okay.
Meaningless. So what means? So what difference does that make?
Is it high korban ol yored or not, or high malchus?
Exactly right. So Gemara lema. Let us say, since we failed, if you will, in attributing the machloikis Rav and Shmuel to the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, we said lema ketanoi. And the Gemara said no. According to everybody, Rabbi Shmuel would hold one way. It's only in Rabbi Kiva that there is a machloikis. What would Rabbi Kiva hold according to Rav, according to Shmuel? So let's try another machloikis tonight. Lema that looked at Rabbi Yerubem Beseder, Rabbanu Kamifli, the following machloikis. Na'an Maglen to the Mishnah. We spoke about this already, of course, today, but this is a Mishnah Mishnah which we're going to come up with another 2 days on Daf Chav Zayin. We're on the top of Chaf Hei Amud Bet. Amir, the top line. What is the machlek? He said, "Now we learned in the Mishnah, nishba levatel is a mitzvah, v'loi bitel is potter. The kaim is a mitzvah, v'loi kiyam is potter. If a person made a shvua against the Torah, levatel is a mitzvah. That's the case of our shvua that we're talking about. You find it? You have it? Okay. No, you see something? You see something? Okay. Good." So, nishba levatel is a mitzvah, made a shvua levatel is a mitzvah, meaning I'm not going to go and eat matzahs on Seder night. I'm not going to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. Or the Gemara is going to give another example in another few lines. I'm not going to go and put on tefillin today or tomorrow or whatever. So, you make such a shvua levatel is a mitzvah, leibitel is potter, says gunish met gunish. It's not a shvua's bitoy whatsoever. Whether it's a shvua shav or not, we'll talk about that further down the yomid. But it's certainly not a shvuas bitoy, because it has to be something that you're capable of doing. Levatel is a mitzvah, is potter. Even lekayim is a mitzvah, lekayim is also potter, because he's already mushva v'oyim me'ar Sinai. It's like a shvuah chala shvuah, and we said, ain't shvuah chala shvuah. Also potter. This is what the chacham hold. Shehoye bedin shehi chayiv kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Because if it were not for this very, very strict halacha that nishba levatel and nishba lekayim is garnished, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, ef shetakiyah. Well, who's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? The Yom Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira makes the following very logical kal v'chomer. Umma imarishus she'enim mishba lemi har sinai. Har yu chayiv aleho. Where there is no shvua mehar sinai. For instance, oichal v'loi oichal. Torah doesn't say that you have to eat today or don't have to eat today. You do whatever you want. It's a dover reshus. There's no shmushba aleha mehar sinai. Har yu chayiv aleha. If you make a shvua she'oichal or she'loi oichal, even though there's no mekoyer in the Torah, in other words, no foundation in the Torah for this shvua, you make a shvua on your own, and it's a tithe, no problem. Har yu chayiv aleha. Is mitzvah she'mushba aleha mehar sinai. When you're making a shvua, for instance, l'kayim is a mitzvah, that I'm going to go and put on my tefillin today, that I'm going to go and sit in the sukkah. So that's already mushba aleha mehar sinai. It already has a foundation in the Torah. So I would say, wow, then the shvua should certainly be chal. And it didn't say chayiv aleha, because all he's doing is reaffirming something which is already bedrock Judaism. That's already part of the Torah, that's part of Yiddishkeit. So I'm just adding my me too, and it should certainly be chayiv. Madach on something which is dvar reshus, which has no basis, no foundation whatsoever, and you're creating a whole castle by making your shvua. So it's certainly in a case where you already have the foundation there, and I just want to build on it. I would say that you should be chayiv. And this is, in fact, what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds. That lekayim es ha-mitzvah, nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah vada his moidi yapater. The only thing is, the gabe nishba lekayim es ha-mitzvah. Lekayim es ha-mitzvah, since it's already there, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you should certainly be chayiv.
Doesn't he hold ein shvua chal al shvua?
No, he doesn't.
So he says, so shvush lo achrana, shvush lo ochabal, shvush lo achrana, you'd be chayiv three times if you do eat it, because he holds shvua chal al shvua.
We're talking only dvar mitzvah.
I know what I'm saying, but there's a general principle.
I don't quite, we'll have to see further.
There's a general principle we apply.
I hear you loud and clear. Maybe we'll have something about it further in the Gemara, but not for today.
Okay.
And not in this Mishnah. So Zok to Gemara, Zok to Mishnah Vayter. So now the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda Seir, Omru loy, loy im amret b'shvuas ha-reshus shekein osa ba-lav kehein. Toim b'shvuas mitzvah shekein loy osa ba-lav kehein. I'll tell you why, say the Rabbanan, to Rabbi Yehuda Seir, that this is not an effective shvua. Even a shvua l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. The reason is because, as we said back on the Amud Aleph, since it says in the Pasuk, l'hora oy l'heitiv, every shvua that you make, that you want to give it a stempel of a shvua's bitoy, has to be susceptible of being both a lav shvua and a hein shvua. And that applies to every shvua's reshus. I will eat or I will not eat. That's lav and hein. Mashen ken a shvua's mitzvah, you certainly can make a shvua that I'm going to go and put on tefillin, but you can't go make a shvua that I will not put on tefillin today. So that would be nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. And since every shvua is only an effective shvua, if you can recite it both, lav v'hein, by shvua es ha-mitzvah, you cannot say the lav, you can only say the hein. And therefore, that's the reason why it is not an effective shvua, it's devarim b'teilim u'mevutol. That's why the Tanakhama starts off, nishba levatel is potter, even nishba lekayim is potter. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira disagrees, the kayim is a mitzvah, he holds you are chayv. That's the machlokes. What does it have to do with Rav and Shmuel? It says, you want to name a Rav, the Omar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, u'shmuel the Omar, ki Rabban. Why would we say that Rav holds a Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? So Rashi explains, remember that Rav and Shmuel on the Omar Aleph are disagreeing about lihaba, where Rav says it doesn't have to be lihaba. You can go and say about ploini zarak or ploini loy zarak. Even though I don't have any power over him to go and make a shvua, she yizrek or lo yizrek, says Rav, that's not necessary. Every shvua only has to be hein v'lav, but it doesn't have to be lishaover and lihaba. No. It has to be capable, susceptible of being a shvul haba. And since a person is not under my rishus, under my dominion, therefore I cannot say she yizrek alo yizrek, and therefore zorak v'lo yizorak is not effective. So now going back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Rabban, they don't really talk about lahaba and lishaover. They only talk about lav v'hein, where the Tanakhama says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, every single shvua has to be capable of being both lav v'hein, and since a shvuah is mitzvah, you cannot do a lav, you can only do a hein. It's not a shvuah. And the Rabban, obviously, that's a Rabban. And if Yehuda ben Maseder disagrees, and Yehuda ben Maseder says, no, you don't have to have it lav v'hein. Even if it's just hein without the lav, it's also an effective shvuah. And so therefore, says our Gemara, Neymar Rav the Omer Kribuna ben Maseder. Let's say Rav holds like Kribuna ben Maseder. Why would he hold like Kribuna ben Maseder? Just like Kribuna ben Maseder does not require Lahabba and Lisha'op. I'm sorry. He does not require La Vehain. He only requires Hain. Even though I cannot make a Shvuah not to put on Tefillin, I can only make a Shvuah to put on Tefillin. He doesn't require La Vehain, and that's why a Nishba Lakaim is a mitzvah is Chayev. According to Rabbi Ben Maseder. So according to Rav, Rav extends this one little bit further, and he says, probably Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseder would hold, you don't need Lihabba v'lisha'ovar, since he doesn't require that it be both Lav v'hein, he doesn't require Lihabba v'lisha'ovar. So therefore, as long as I made a Shvuah Shezorak plainy, that's fine. I cannot make a Shvuah Sheyizrik plainy, I don't need to make a Sheyizrik plainy, because Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseder would not require that, says Rav. Ushmul Yamak Rabbanan. Shmul holds like the Rabban. That just like the Rabban over here say that it has to be both Lav Vehain. And that's why if you make a Shmul Akaim is a mitzvah, it's worthless because you can't say the Lav. So they apparently hold that it has to also be the Habba Unisha Avar. And therefore, since the Avar you have, but you don't have the Habba, you can't go and say Shehizrik Plaini as a Tror Liam. So that's why it's ineffective Shmul. It's up to you, Mara Lechoy Rav holds like you've been a Messiah. Shmul holds like the Rabban. The obvious answer the Gemara is going to give is no la vehein lechud and la shav la lechud. But at least in the half a minute, we thought that the two are the same. So talk to you, Gemara. I'll leave it up to you to remember. Say to kol yamalei pligi hash the la vehein leboy madach. He doesn't require la vehein. That's why he said that you can make a shvua lekayim as a mitzvah, even though you cannot make a shvua levatel as a mitzvah. Is la bo l'shav arboi? Would you say he's going to require la bo l'shav arboi? Madach, he doesn't require la v'hein. You think he's going to require la above l'sha'avar? Avadanat. And therefore, even Shmuel would have to agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda Maseder, Rav is correct. But I, Shmuel, I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda Maseder. Keep ligi, where is the machloikas libe de Rabbanon? Shmuel, Kirabban. Shmuel says that just like the Rabbanon our Mishnah say it has to be behen v'lav, it also has to be Lahabo and Lishaavar. And since in the case of Yizraik, you can't go and say, in the case of Zorak, you can't say Yizraik, therefore it's not an effective Shvuah. V'rav kilim, chayv rabbanon b'lav v'hein. You know why lav v'hein? D'chsib lahara l'haytiv, and that means lav and it means hein. That says behavior, that's crystal clear. Avada, that's what the rabbanon hold. That's why you cannot go and make a Shvuah l'kayim as a mitzvah, because you cannot make a Shvuah l'vatal as a mitzvah. When it comes to above the shavar, which is not as clear, it comes from a ribui kra. What's a ribui kra? Like we're going to learn in Yitzchak tomorrow. It doesn't have to be l'haba. It can also be l'sha'avar. So therefore, this is not an absolute requirement that every single shvuah has to be susceptible of being both l'sha'avar and l'haba. The posik taka adds that you can make a shvuah, shvuah's bitui can be not only a labah, can also be l'sha'avar. But that ribui akra doesn't go the next step and say that every single shvuah has to be a type of shvuah that you could have both l'habah l'sha'avar. No, you can have a l'sha'avar shvuah, like Zorak Plaini, even though you cannot make a labah.
Yizrak Plaini.
Sheyizrak Plaini. And so therefore, once again, we have no raya that the machloik is Rav and Shmuel, is a machloikis tanoim. So now the Gemara says, okay, I abandon to try to find that there are tanoim that hold exactly Rav and Shmuel. Instead, I'm going to ask a couple of kashas on Shmuel. First kasha, Pasiv Rav Amnuna. Lo yechalti hayoim v'lehenachti tefillin hayoim. I didn't eat this morning, I didn't eat any breakfast, and I didn't put on tefillin that day. Mashbiach ani v'omer amein. I mashbiach you. You just said lo yechalti. I want you to make a shvuah shlo yechalti and a shvuah shlo yenachti. V'omer amen, he says, yo, amen, amen. You have this, omer amen, we learned this from Saita, that the Yishbiyah Koinas Isha, v'omer Isha, amen, amen. So you don't have to go and make the shvu yourself. If somebody else is mashbiyah you and you say amen, it's deemed to be as if you made the shvu yourself. Okay, so what's the din on something like that? If you made such a shvu, le'chalti, le'anachti, and it turns out that what you said is not true, then you're chayiv on for l'choyra, on a shvuas bitoy that you violated, and assuming that this was behelim, then this shvuah would be a situation of
korban olaviyarid.
Korban olaviyarid. So that's l'choyra the halach. So says now the Gemara. Says now Rav Amnuna to Shmuel. Bishloim loy achalti isay loy oichal. When you're talking about loy achalti, since I'm talking about myself and I'm talking about a dvar harishus, just like I'm saying l'sha'avar, I did not eat. I could also say then miyat Hashem, I will not eat. In other words, I decided today a tainus yochid for myself or a tainus shoyz for 3 hours, whatever it is. So you are capable of not only saying leyachalti, you are capable of saying leyoichal. El leyhenachti, you're talking about leyhenachti tefillin. Mi isa b'loy aniach, is it possible for a person to go and say, I will not put on tefillin? Chas v'sholim. You cannot say something like that because you're now being nishba levata lesa mitzvah. So obviously that type of shvua is impossible. So ibazoi, according to Shmuel, that says that every single shvua is only an effective shvua. If it's capable of being not only lishaavar, but also liosid. And that's the reason why. If a person makes shaloi zorak or shizorak ploini, it's not an effective shvua because I cannot go and say shezrek or shaloi ezrek or shaloi yizrek, shizrek or loi yizrek because he's not under my dominion. Ah, so it has to be capable of being a laosid. This is not capable of being laosid. I cannot go and say that loi aniach tefillin chas v'shalom. And nevertheless, this brisa that Rav Amnuna is quoting says that it is an effective shvua when he says loy heinachti. So you see that you doesn't have to be capable of being l'haba; it's enough to be lishaavar. So l'chayr ashtarkarai to Rav a kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara has to give ashtikol doichik pshat. Humoisul amunfarikla says Shmuel nishkeferlich. It's a dodin kitani. What you have to do is you're going to have to divide up this braisa into two segments. Even though it says both by the lo yachalti and lo yenachti, v'omer omein is chayav, but the two chiyuvim are different. Lo yachalti is the carbon. That would be the carbon, oile v'yoyrit. Lo yenachti tefillin is le malkus. What would you give the malkus for? For saying a shvua shav, which is what you asked about earlier. The fact that he didn't say an effective shvuah is bitoy. You can't go make a shvuah is bitoy. Loi hinachti or reinachti. Or loi hinachti because you can't go and say loi aniach. Therefore, according to Shmuel, the only thing that when this braisa says, you're chayiv, not that you're chayiv, a korban oil of a yoyred, you get a malkis for a shvuah shav for something, saying something which is totally ridiculous and it's against the Torah.
Offensive.
Good. So that was the first kasha on Shmuel. Nishkefela, we can try to patch it up and say the braisa on the lo yenachti tefillin is not talking about shvuas bitoy, but it's talking about malkus. Masav Rav, I have another kasha on Shmuel. Ezi shvuas shav. Give me an example of shvuas shav. We've already had this already 3-4 times. Nishvul Hashanah says you do lo adam such as omer al omer chul evan that shehu shel zov or ish isha etc. The Amr Ula, and Ula says, you know when this is a Shavua Shav, V'husha Nikr L'Gimu B'nei Adam, that it's crystal clear, that there's no doubt that three people passed this Amr Chul Evan. This guy said that Shuzav, and all three say unanimously he should be sent to an insane asylum. He's crazy. Everybody sees it's Evan. So that's a clear-cut Shavua Shav. So that's the end of that shtikla. Now, Sukti Yimara, Ula said it has to be Nikr L'Gimu B'nei Adam. Time to nicker. Holy nicker. What happens if, in fact, it's not nicker? In other words, the truth, Taka, is that it's Evan, it's not Shulzov, but it's not so crystal clear. Maybe because maybe there was a little paint on it, which had such a golden shine to it. So therefore, you know, you really have to go and investigate it. You have to look at it. You have to chisel a little bit at it. And then you'll know for sure. Is mashma tamad nicker. Holoi nicker. What would he be oiver? He'd be oiver mishuas vitoi. Since you're not oiver shvua shav, the Gemara assumes that it's only nicker to one or to two people, not to three people. Be shvua's bitoy. Free me, Rabbi Mai. Just like you're telling me that everything that is lishaovar is has to be capable of being leosid zorak ploini. You have to be able to say yizrei ploini, which is not possible. So now here the same thing. I'm saying about this omid shel evan shel zov, and you're saying it would be an effective shvuas bitoy if only one or two people know and not three people. Why? I cannot go and say about this that this is going to become gold unless the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a nes nigla. Otherwise, it's going to stay evan forever. So you see that it's not capable of being a lisha osid, and nevertheless, we're saying that it is an effective shuas bitoy.
Less than three people, though.
100%. The rai is from the less than three people. Okay. If it's three people, it's a shvua shav. But if it's not three people, you're not oiver mishum shvua shav, but the Gemara assumes you are oiver mishum shvua zbitoy. Why oiver mishum shvua zbitoy? According to Shmuel, you can never make a shvua li'osid about that this stone is going to turn into gold. Nikar oiver mishum shvua shav, like we said. Loi nikar, he's not oiver mishum shvua zbitoy. Loi nikar oiver mishum shvua shaker. The person were to go and make a shvua that it will turn into an omid shel evan. Of course, that's omid shel zov. Thank you. Obviously, that's a sheker. That's ridiculous. That's stupidity. So therefore, when he says now an omid shel, or you don't even need to talk about the fact in the future, because the only requirement of future according to Shmuel and omid shel zbitoy. Once we're talking about a shvua sheker, if he said about an omid shel evan that it was shel zov, he's automatically over on shvua sheker if it was a sheker. If there were Gimel B'nai Adam, it wouldn't be a Shavua Sheker, it would be a Shavua Shav. If they're not three people, only two people, it's Tam a Sheker, it's Tam a lie. So you're going to tell me, what's enough committed between Shavua Shav or Shavua Sheker? If the person is doing Mimezin, Mitasra, which Pasuk are you going to go and recite? Are you going to talk about Lisa Shavu B'Shmi La Sheker? Or are you going to go and talk about Kilinak Hashem Yishavua Shavu La Shav? Like Sisa Hashem L'Kecha La Shav. Okay, so, but that... Sistak and Afkiminim, but it's not a Shavuot Bitoy. Exactly, we're only talking about Malkis. And so it says our Gemara, it's not talking about a Shavuot Bitoy, so it's not a Kasha on Shmuel anymore. So both Kashas that we asked on Shmuel have been resolved, no Kasha. Now, Omer Abai. Abai is going to go and now introduce us to a Parsha that we really have not discussed at all, and that's the Shavuot Sa'edis Parsha.
Shai, I want to get a Don Chumash.
So I'm sorry, we always trouble you. But you're always so kind-hearted. Exactly, beautiful. Shkoye, adank. One take a second one. Beautiful. It's only one pasuk. I don't think you really need to look it up, but it's really up to you.
Oh, it's
up to you. Yeah, but Barry always likes to see.
I like to see inside.
Okay, he likes to see inside instead of outside. So we're going to get now to, we return now to Parshas Vayikra. And in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Hay, it's on page 294 in your Chumash. I don't know, you're not, didn't take Chumash, fine. And you have three Averis in a row with a Torah's Machayiv, a Korban Oylev Yared. What's the first one? Nefesh ki sechta, did a chait, v'shama koil ola, v'hu eid, oy ro'a, oy yoda. A person knew eidus for someone else. Yanko, do me a favor, please. Please come to Bezin tomorrow and say eidus. And he makes a false shvu and he says, no, I do not know eidus for you, and I make a shvu. If he doesn't go and tell the Eidus that he knows to help out Beryl, Shmerel, whoever it is, and he makes a Shavua, Venos Avoyna, he has now committed an Aveda. What does this person do? Eventually, when he'll do Tshuva, he's going to have to bring a Karbin, Oylev V'yoynet. Now this Pasuk is different than the other Chiyuvim. Right after that we talk about Tumas Mikshadashov, Oynef Shetiga B'chol Dabatami, Nevis Chayet Tameya, etc. And then we talk about Oynefesh Kisishov Levatim Esasayim Arkes Hashvuas Bitoy, a violation of any one of those three, you're Mechuyiv to go and bring your carbon oil of the yard. There's one major difference,
Mezid,
that the case of Shvuas Edis is even B'mezid. How do I know even b'mezid? Because the other two, by the shvuas bitoy, it talks about v'nela mimenu. Where does it say that? It says in pasuk dalid nefesh yishavu levatav sasayim lahar lehitiv lechol yishavati od mishvua v'nela mimenu. And the same thing is lagabi the tumas mikdash v'kadosha, where the Torah says v'nelam twice, v'nelam mimenu v'utam of the yashem. Oh, kiyiga b'tumas od mechol yitmosa yasher yitmaba v'nelam mimenu. It says two times v'nelam. So therefore, those are both requirements. You only bring the korban oil of the yard. It was a shogeg, it was a nelam, but not by Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Eidus, even if it's b'mezid, you have to go and bring your carbon oil of the earth. So that's just the general background. Freighting Maria, it's not Freighting Maria. Omer Abaya. Abaya tells us something, and the Gemara is immediately going to challenge this Abaya, as we'll see shortly. Omer Abaya, first wide line towards the end of the line. Umayder Rav. Even though Rav said back on the Omer Aleph that you don't need that your Shvuah should be susceptible or capable of being li'asid. Umayder Rav. Ba'oim lechaveire. Shvuah shani yodea lecha edus. The Shvuah that he was, shani yodea. I know Edis on your behalf. I make a shvuah that I know Edis on your behalf. Vishtakat aloyad. And afterwards it turned out that he was lying. Vishtakat aloyadale. He is potter on having to go and bring the carbon oil of the yoyred. Why? Hoyavalesa bechlal she'eni yoydea lecha Edis. Why? Because he cannot go and do the future one, she'eni yoydea lecha Edis, that I won't know Edis for you. So that sounds very much like Shmuel, that Shmuel is saying you cannot nail a person on a Shmuel of Lisha'avar if it's not capable of being Li'asid. And therefore, here it's also not capable of being Li'asid. How can I go and make a Shmuel for the future that I will not know Edis for you, I will know Edis for you? However, why would Rav agree to Shmuel if Rav doesn't require Lehabar? So it says Rav, says Abaya. The reason why Rav is Moida is for a totally different reason. It's not because of Lav Hen or the Habalish Ovar, but rather because since the Torah has taken out the parasha of Edus, that I do know or I don't know Edus for you from the parasha of the Shuas Bitoy, it was Maskia it. It would cut it out from the parasha of the Edus of Shuas, not the Edus, of the parasha of the Korban. Oil of the yarded for Shvuah's bitoy. Therefore, if you were to make a Shvuah affecting Edis, Shani Yedei Lecha Edis, Vishtaka Deloya, that he's potter. Why is he potter? Because he cannot go and say, future Yedea, any idea, because that's not in the parasha any longer of Shvuah's bitoy, that's in the parasha of Shvuah's Edis. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud. Rashi starts, Umoy Derav. It's three or four lines of black font, deep font of Tibra Maschel, higher up, Brother Shai, in the middle of the Yomid. Skip the Tibra Maschel and go straight to the Rashi. The Afel Gavdli Boil Habba Velisha Avar. Just like we said before, that's why Rav disagrees with Shmuel. Shmuel said you have to be able to say Yisrael. Can't say Yisrael. However, Rav said that's not necessary. However, Lavahein Boy, but Rav agrees that you have to have Lavahein, and that's why he said, Shvua shazarak plangi, oy shaloi zarak plangi. Yeah, those lavahein boy. However, v'oy mishvua shani yedei lecha edis, hey, mishkachas ba. Lav loy mishkachas ba. Why not? To lesa be'en yedei lecha, you cannot go and say, I do not know, or I won't know for you edis, de'en yedei lecha edis, la mishim shvua zbitoi chai v'rachmana. What Rashi is saying is, since the Torah has constructed a brand new parasha of Shavuos Eidus, didn't leave it within the rubric of Shavuos Bitoy. So anytime you're talking about a Shavuah, he starts off, Shavuah, ani yodea lecha Eidus, I do know Eidus for you. Since every Shvuah, according to Rav is Moide, it has to be Belav Vehein. So if I say Shani Yodei Lecha Edus, that's a good Shvuah's Bitur. But She'eni Yodei Lecha Edus, that's no longer Shvuah's Bitur, that's now in the parish of Shvuah's Edus. So since within the parish of Shvuah's Bitur, I don't have both the Lav and Hein, even Rav would agree under these circumstances that a Shvuah Shani Yodei Lecha Edus is potter from a carbon oil of the yoyred al shvuas bitoy. That's what Abai is machadish according to Rav.
But
so you mix them together.
Yeah, hold on. But a person says, I know aid is for you, and then he doesn't deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not chayv al shvuas bitoy, but he would be chayv al shvuas aidus.
Very good question. We're going to wait until the bottom of the Amid. We're going to. Not even the bottom. Another few lines, Igmar is going to address that.
Because it's a flip. It's a detour.
Yeah,
you still ride a carbon oil of the Yoreh.
everything you're saying is beautiful and it's great, but we'll see Mitchell okay. Moore is going to address that in another 3-4 lines.
Okay.
But in the meantime, says Abaye, that according to Rav, there would not be a din of Shmuel's bitui, carbon olive yoyed, if a person made a Shmuel Shani Yadelecha Eidus, since even Rav agrees to Shmuel that although you don't need Lahaba, but you do need Lav the hand, you cannot have a Lav Shani Yadelecha Eidus. Why can't they have that? Because once you say that, it's no longer in the parish of Shmuel's bitui, it's in the parish of Shmuel's Eidus. Now, if you're wondering, what difference is bitui, Shmuel's Eidus, you may come bring a carbon anyway. There are differences. One difference we already said before.
Amazing
and shogeg. But Rashi now introduces something in addition to that. In other words, even if this would be a shogeg, it would not be considered a shuas bitui. Why? Because for shuas eidus, you have two requirements. Number one, it has to be bebezdin, where the bezdin is mashbia you. Do you know eidus or not? And number two, it has to be roi lahayit. What happens if this person happens to be a koroif to the person who's asking him, please go and say Eidus for me, and he says, yeah, I do know Eidus, I do not know Eidus, he can't be an Eid anyway, so therefore the whole thing is irrelevant. So you're only chayiv the carbon oil of the yoyred for making a false shvur of shvur to Eidus if it's in front of Bezdin, and he's also roi lahoyed on this matter. Hashem kem shvur bitui, of course, you can make a shvur bitui here in the middle of the besmedish, wherever you want. It doesn't have to be in front of Besen. And anybody can make a shvur bitui. You don't have to be a perfect
non-karov
or non-possible. Good. Is okti mor nochmul amar bayim wider rab oyim lechave shvur shani yadei lecha edus vishdakat leyod the late potter is potter from the parasha of shvur bitui hoyu v'lasa bechlal since. The case of she'eni yodei l'cho eidus, although you could theoretically make such a shvur were it appropriate, however, that doesn't fall into the parasha shvur's bitui, it falls into the parasha shvur's eidus, therefore, you cannot have belav vehen on a shvur she'eni yodei l'cho eidus, and therefore it's not a shvur's bitui, and you're potter. Now, what happens if he says yodati v'lo yodati? That's already machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. The yodati that I knew Eidus, v'lo yodati or I did not know Eidus. Okay, so what's the story about this? It's the same machloikas that we had before, because that he knew or didn't know, that's biyodai. However, it's not biyodai for the future, whether I will know or not know. Or for that matter, Rashi says another svara, because if you're talking about future, Loi Eida, or
I will testify, I won't testify.
Right, that in the case of that I will not testify, he's Nishba Levatel Es HaMitzvah. What is the mitzvah that we're talking about? What is the Isur? Isur is Im Lo Yagiv Enosa Avoyna. He has an Aveira, he has to go and say Eidus if he knows Eidus. So he's not able to go and make a Shvur. Shaloi Eida or Shaloi O'id. Like the more it continues on. Hayadati V'lo Hayadati. So according to Shmuel, therefore, it's not an effective shvur because it's not capable of being recited or uttered for the future. But according to Rav, that's not a problem. I don't need future. I just have lav v'hem, but I don't have to have la'osid and l'sha'ava. So yadat v'li yadati machloikas, yadat v'li yadati machloikas, the same machloikas we had between Rav and Shmuel until now. Says Yimara, based on what Abaye just said now, that the first part of Abaye, that when you make a shvur shani yadei l'cha edus, it is not an effective shvuas bitui. Why? Because you don't have the lav v'hen. Because you cannot go and say she'ein yodei l'cho eidus. Because that is mufkas in the parshas of parshas bitui, and it was thrown into the parshas eidus. As bishlam l'shmul yomer milzer the lesson b'lahaba le'mechayv lo l'sheovar l'hachi afkerachmana l'shvuas eidus mechlal shvuas bitui. Since according to Shmuel, every shvua has to be capable of being not only a l'sheovar, but it has to also be lahaba. See, it's impossible in the case of Eidus to go and say yodati v'lo yodati or hayadati v'lo hayadati because I cannot say that for the future. So then it would never be mechuyev in terms of a shvur's bitui since I cannot predict the future and I also don't know whether I will know Eidus in the future. It's just like I don't know whether that person is going to be zorik tzor liyam.
It's not in your power.
It's not in my power. I don't know if I will know Eidus for you or not. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. And if I do know Eidus for you, I cannot go and say in the future loy o'id because then I'm going to be mevatel es hamitzvah. Exactly. So that being the case, that's the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to take out the parsha of Eidus from Shavuos Bitui and formulate a brand new parsha of Shavuos Eidus. That's why the Hachi Afker Rachmana l'Shavuos Eidus Mechlal Shavuos Bitui. El Rav l'may Hilchus Afker Rachmana. Why didn't Rabbi Nishum just leave the case of
Eidus within Shuas Bitui.
Eidus within Shuas Bitui. Why? Because according to Rav, you never need to have that Lehaba requirement that Shmuel requires. So therefore, leave it in Shuas Bitui and say, yes, he arati, or loy he arati. I won't be able to go make a shvu in the future. Oid, or loy oid. Who cares? It's not required according to Rav. That's only required according to Shmuel. So therefore, leave the parasha of Eidus within the parasha of Bitoy. What do we have to go and take it out from that? Amru Rabban Kamid Abayis, when the Rabban heard this, they said, you know what? L'chiyuv elei tarti. Maybe the reason according to Rav, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a new parasha Shvuah Eidus, that anybody that makes this type of Shvuah, which is Mevatel the Eidus, not Mevatel Eidus, but he's making a Shvuah, She'ani Yodea L'cho Eidus, and we said, Yishtachad Lo Yoda, or it was Hayarati, Lo Yayarati, that type of Shvuah, maybe it's M'chaif too. What's M'chaif too? Number one, out Shvuah's Bitoy, and also because of Shvuah's Eidus, and therefore you'd have to bring two Karbonos Oyle V'yayarit. So maybe that's the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu formulated a brand new parish of Shvuah's Eidus. Amalahu, so Abaye said back to Rabbanan, Tartalim Mitzis Amri. No, that cannot be. The signing, because it said in the Pasuk, V'hoi Kish Yesham Li Achas Me'ela. After we go through the three or four psukim dealing with Shvuah's Eidus, and Tumas Mikish Roshav, and Shvuah's Bitui, then it says in Pasuk, Hey, if any one of the foregoing he sinned, whether it's Shuas Eidus,
singular offense.
So why did he say Yeshem Li Achas? It's impossible to go and bring two Kabbanis. And therefore,
on the same action.
And therefore, if Kodesh Baruch Hu took it out from Shuas Bitui and put it to Shuas Eidus, it's now only Shuas Eidus, no longer Shuas Bitui, and therefore it would only be one Chiev and not two. So if that's the case, let's repeat the kasha again on Abaya. Why, according to Abaya, according to Rav, did the Torah have to go and take out the parsha of Eidus and make it into a separate parsha for itself? Why didn't they just leave it within Shavuos Bitoy? What have we accomplished by taking it out? So the Rabbanan said, well, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu made a second parasha to M'chayiv too, but Abaye just said, now there's no such thing. So leave it within the rubric of the parasha of Shvuas Bitoy. What do you need to create? A new Shvuas Eidus. So tomorrow, Abaye the Ma'il Chazav Kerechman, look at the sign like it says in the Brisa. Bekulen Nemar Venela, Mekanli Nemar Venela, Chayiv Alamezit Kishoigig. Ah, now I know why Kodesh Baruch Hu took out the parsha of Eidus for the parsha of Bitui, because Bitui is only a Venelam case, only a Shogi case. While the case of Shvuas Eidus involves even Bemezit, because it doesn't say Venelam. Oh, so that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to give a separate parsha. Amli Rabban Labaya, Eino Bemezit Mechayev Choda, Bishogi Mechayev Tarti. Maybe by Mezit you're right, since by Mezit you can only have mezid by Shvuas Eidus. You can't have mezid by Shvuas Bitoy. So if a person...
You can't have... Go ahead.
So if a person willfully bemezid made a false Shvuah, you would say, well, let's tag him for both. No. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu separated and say, we have a separate Shvuas Eidus Parsha. If he did it bemezid, you're mechoyif. But maybe if he did it mitfenelam, b'shoigig, he thought he knew Eidus and he forgot, or he thought he didn't know Eidus and he forgot. So maybe showing mechayev tarti, maybe mechuyev taka both al shvuas bitoy and shvuas eidus amalahu. So that's Abaye now repeats. Lav hayne de amri. Didn't I tell you a moment ago? And what is that pasuk referring to? The im bemezid meikatarti. We just said now bemezid. It's impossible to have two because the only time the Torah is mechayev a carbon oil of the yoded by shvuas eidus. If it's b'meizid, by Shavuos Eidus can be both b'meizid and b'shoigig. However, by Shavuos Bitoy, it can only be b'shoigig and not b'meizid. Because vanilla. So that being the case, b'meizid, it's impossible to mechuyev both for Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bitoy, maximum only for the Shavuos Eidus. So, Ibazoi, why does the Torah have to go and say, li'achas me'ela? It must be talking about even the case of shoigig, that the Torah is telling you, you only bring one carbon and not two carbonis. That was the teretz of Abaye. Rav Omar, I'll tell you why Kodesh Baruch Hu made a separate parish of Shavuos Eidus, Mishum Dehavadover Shebechlal, What does this mean? So this is what we Rashi made reference to earlier, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shavuos HaEdes, he added two requirements, besides the Mezen and Shogeg, but the two requirements. Requirement number one is that since it's Shavuos HaEdes, it has to be Bifnei Bezdin, and number two, it has to be a person who's Ra'oi LaHa'id, a person who's not an apostle or a Karoid. So once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that new parasha, even though there is an overlap, if you will, with the Shavuos HaBitoy, it's a davashah, meaning that the Shavuos HaEdes was initially part of that broader Shavuos HaBitoy rubric. The Yatzin HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it out, Lidim Dabar HaKadosh, to tell you these two new halachas that we spoke about in front of the Bez and Roy Lahoy, and the Chaboy, El Chidush and Bubon, and therefore it's only in the Parsha Shavuos HaEdes, there's no Chiyav anymore for Shavuos
HaBitoy. It doesn't overlap. Once it's carved out, it doesn't overlap. Before.
Exactly right. Zukimon Machlaud HaBayi Sofer, Isal Shavuos Ba'olam. So it's mashu from what you're telling me, since Abayi said that we have to come onto the Pasuk. That you only mechuyev on one, on Shavuos HaEdes, and not Shavuos HaBitoy. It sounds like Shavuos HaBitoy still exists in the form of the Shavuos HaEdes case. However, we're not going to go and give two times Petra, two times Kabbalah.
It's kind of suspended.
Good. So Zokti Mora, it's excluded. Bechlal Debaye Sova Isla Shavu Boilam. That the Shavu does exist, but it's suspended in that, and you only go and bring one carbon and not two. Ivor Mabai, didn't Abai say at the beginning of the sugya, Moidera Boim Lechavere Shwosh and Yudel Lecha Edis Vishakla Yodele, departer, Hoy Velasa Be'en Yudel Lecha Edis. Sounds like Shwosh Bita doesn't exist anymore in the case of Shani Yudel Lecha Edis. Why? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you a new parasha of Parashat Edis, Shwosh Edis, and therefore there's no longer within the rubric of Shwosh Bitoi, hen the lav, because once you talk about any yedei lecha edus, it's no longer Shavuos HaBitoy. We took it out.
Carved it out,
and put it into the Shavuos HaEdes. So it sounds like the Shavuos HaBitoy doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. How can therefore Abaye say that la'achas me'ela, that really and truly you should be mechuyev both on Shavuos HaBitoy and Shavuos HaEdes, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu says only achas, you only bring one carbon, not two kabbanis. And by himself said before that there is no Shavuos HaBitoy by Edis, because once it's carved out, these are two separate, they're parallel parashas, but then there's no overlap whatsoever. So what do I need the achas me'ela? Of course, there's only one achas if you're talking about Shavuos HaEdes. There is no two. So
it doesn't apply anymore.
If that's the case, l'chor is a stira between Abaye. Between Abaye and Abaye. The original Abaye said that when you come to the case of Eidus, no Shavuos HaBitoy anymore. Forget about it. Doesn't exist because it cannot be the hen v'lav, because the lav has been sequestered, removed, carved out, and deposited into Shavuos HaEdes. So therefore, no more Shavuos HaBitoy. Yet Rav says over here, no, Shavuos HaBitoy and Shavuos HaEdes would theoretically apply, and you need to bring two kabbanas, were it not for the pasuk of Achas Mi'ela. And for the Gemara, Hodebe Abaye Me'ahi. Abaye Taka changed his mind from the original Abaye of the first two lines here, of the wide lines, and he holds that there is, in fact, a Shavuos HaBitoy, even after Kodesh Baruch Hu carved out the Shavuos HaEdes, there still are two, and the only reason why you only bring one carbon is because of the Achas Me'ela. So that's terrorist number one. So Abaye had a change of heart. One of the two Abayes is Abaye, and the other Abaye is really Rapapa. How does Abaye get to Rapapa? Rapapa and Abaye are two different people, and you spell it differently. Tab Toysis says, he was Rosh Hashiva after Abaye Barova passed away, etc. Rabbapa would often give a shir and bismedish, and then some of the Talmidim said that was Rabbapa's own chidush, and some said, no,
he's just
repeating from Abaye. And so therefore, according to the second Teretz, one of these two members, that there is no Shavuos HaBitoy anymore in a case of Shavuos HaEdes, that was Abaye, while the other one was Rapapa, or vice versa, that Rapapa said the first, and Abaye said the second. More, it doesn't determine which one, but one of the two. Meaning, one of the two members was either Abaye or Rav Papa, and says that once you get into the Shavuos Eidus Parsha, Shavuos Bita is no longer on the table. It's only Shavuos Eidus, and if I don't need to come on for your Yesh Le'achas Me'eva, what am I going to use that for? I have other purposes to use it for. Masha Ein Kein, the other Abaye, or the other member of Rav Papa, says just the opposite. No. There is Shavuos Bita and Shavuos Eidus simultaneously, and therefore, theoretically, you should have to go and bring two separate Kabbalahs.
But because the Eilah, the boss,
you only bring one carbon and not two carbon.
So in the case of someone saying...